Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Сердечно вас вітаю у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпаторусинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські співанки. Тож презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах з освіта.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Carpatho Rusyn Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday right here on AM 73 and FM 96.5 WPIT in Pittsburgh, streaming online at WPITradio.com, and archived on our media page. Go to c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Paloka, bringing you the best in Rusyn music. Today is Sunday, July 26th, 2020. Well, the weather outside has been frightful for quite a while now, and no, I'm not talking close to Christmas, but with this heat wave, upper 80s, 90s, mid-90s, I'm from the Carpathian Mountains originally with my ancestors. I like me some colder weather. Hopefully, we will be getting a respite from this heat soon. We're going to start off today's program with this disco version of Ivanku, Ivanku. So hopefully you are in a cool, air-conditioned place and you can do some disco dancing with Ivanku, Ivanku. Even though this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatho Rusyn Society, we still need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the air. I would like to acknowledge two donations that we received through our c-rs.org website. The first one is from good friend Mike Pozanski from Canonsburg, Pennsylvania. And the second one is from Janet Circla from Newberry, Ohio. Thank you, Mike and Janet, for your support of this broadcast. If you would like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351. Or you can send me some email at this address, dean.paloka@gmail.com. dean.paloka@gmail.com. Or do what Mike and Janet did and go to our webpage, c-rs.org. Look for the Donate menu item and click on Russian Heritage Radio Program. c-rs.org, Donate, Russian Heritage Radio Program. Thank you once again, Mike and Janet, for your contribution to this radio broadcast. And for you, we have Okolo Milka from Lemkovina. This week we'll give you the second part of our story of Bishop and Martyr Pavel Gojdič. The progress in religious and spiritual life in the Eparchy of Brešov that followed the personal example and fervor of Bishop Gojdič was interrupted by the events of war, and especially with the coming to power of the communists in 1948. Their ideological program made itself felt above all against the Greek Catholic Church. Bishop Gojdič resisted any initiative to submit the Greek Catholics to Russian Orthodoxy, assisted by the communist power and the power of the state, even though he knew he was risking persecution and arrest, maybe even death. Gradually, he was isolated from the clergy and the faithful. On April 28, 1950, the Greek Catholic Church was forced to quit all activity by the Czechoslovak government, and in 1951, Bishop Gojdič was on trial and was given a life sentence and fined 200,000 crowns.
Following the amnesty in 1953 given by State President Zapotochki, his life sentence was changed to 25 years detention. He was then 66 years of age, and his state of health deteriorated continuously. Yet all further requests for amnesty were refused. Although Bishop Godič was offered many times to become the Patriarch of the Orthodox Church in Czechoslovakia, he refused these offers, excusing himself and explaining it would be a very grave sin against God, a betrayal of the Pope, of his conscience, and of his faithful, most of whom were also suffering persecution. A great desire of Bishop Godič was to die comforted by the sacraments on his birthday. Both desires were fulfilled at a prison hospital in Leopoldo. Father Alois Vranja was transferred to his room, where he heard Bishop Godič's confession, and then on July 17, 1960, on his 72nd birthday, he died in the hospital in a prison in Leopoldo. After the Prague Spring in 1968, the state authorities, after many delays, gave permission for exhuming the mortal remains of Bishop Godič, and this happened on October 29, 1968, followed by the transfer of the remains to Prešov. Bishop Pavel Godič was legally rehabilitated on September 27, 1990. Subsequently, he was decorated posthumously with the Order of Tomas Masaryk, Second Class, and with the Cross of Pribina, First Class. During Pope John Paul II's historic trip to Prešov, Slovakia, he prayed at the tomb of Bishop Godič.
Zavidzeli, ljem kad bi vidzeli, jak budaci ljubit znaju, milej kad špivaju, a але вона зцела, розкоші любила. Моя пісня хоч весела, їй ще не бачила. Лемкен би знала, шицько би мала, кед би своє серце кудакові дала. Краще би була поприберана і у пісні його вічно ошпівана. Лем требала знать, даме могла мать, со скудаком могла нежка крашне.
Another land, your father's and mine, they had a plan to stay strong in time.
I think that the GCU is a wonderful place for families to be close together and to have social activities together. There's so many more opportunities for kids that they're trying to bring us all in as families, with the bowling, with the basketball.
I joined the GCU because of my wife. 51 years old, I'm a structural engineer. I work for a company that designs and builds broadcast towers. Been married for 28 years, have two children, daughter 21, a son 17. I participate in the National Golf Tournament, the National Bowling Tournament, in some district events. It's a good organization, very family-oriented.
GCU for life, GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging on to their webpage, GCUUSA.com. GCUUSA.com, or give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. That's the GCU, 1-800-722-4428, or you can email them at this address, info@GCUUSA.com. info@GCUUSA.com.
Як гудаці нам зарають, шипи людись я згуляю. Як гудаці нам зарають, шибки людися збудяю. Ей, доліна, доліна, на долі є вербіна, в нашім селі люди жують, як єдна родина. Дівчата з парівками шурні собі заспівають. А дівчата з парівками шурні собі заспівають. Ей, доліна, доліна, на доліні вербіна, в нашім селі люди жують, як єдна родина. Жіночі з невістами танці собі викручають. А жіночі з невістами танці собі викручають. e dolina, dolina, na dolinie verbina, muzykante sobie Julia jedna rodina.
The Carpatha Rusyn Research Center is pleased to invite you to the 2020 Summer Seminars presented by the John and Helen Timo Foundation. This exciting series features interactive presentations with some of the most prominent Carpatha Rusyn American scholars working today. The next presentation will take place this Wednesday, July 29th at 1 p.m. Eastern, and it is entitled In the 77th Kingdom, Folk Tales for Carpatha Rusyn Families. This will be presented by Dr. Patricia Kravchik, Department of Cultural Studies at the Evergreen State College. The summer seminars will take place through July and August. These are all live events that will include the opportunity to ask questions to the presenters. The seminars are free to attend, but registration and a free Zoom account are required. So that is this Wednesday, the 29th of July at 1 p.m. Eastern, in the 77th Kingdom, Folk Tales for Carpatha Rusyn Families, presented by Dr. Patricia Kravchik of the Evergreen State College. For more information, please visit the Carpatha Rusyn Research Center's webpage, c-rrc.org, and in the menu, click on News. c-rrc.org and click on News. Telling you for a couple months now about the Carpatha Rusyn Society's YouTube page. We have a new video out, a history of the Carpatha Rusyn Cultural and Educational Center, Part 1, with Carpatha Rusyn Society President Marianne Sivak. Please visit this presentation and all of the others that we've produced so far by going to youtube.com and look up Carpatha Rusyn Society. So don't miss Marianne's presentation, A History of the Carpatha Rusyn Cultural and Educational Center, Part 1, along with other videos such as Rusyns and Slovaks, Similarities and Differences, my presentation on Ivan Gen, as well as others. Go to youtube.com and look for Carpatha Rusyn Society. YouTube.com, Carpatha Rusyn Society. Thank you for joining me today on the Carpatha Rusyn Society Heritage Program. Join me again next Sunday at 2:30 p.m. for the best in Rusyn music here on AM 73 and FM 96.5 WPIT in Pittsburgh, streaming online at WPITradio.com, and archived on our media page. Go to c-rsmedia.org, c-rsmedia.org, or visit our parent site, the Carpatha Russian Society, c-rs.org. c-rs.org. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajte se, krasny tydzień. Z Bohom. Once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this broadcast. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Paloka, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, Pennsylvania, 15108. Or you can call me at 412-877-9351 or email me, dean.paloka@gmail.com. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 p.m. right here on AM 73 and FM 96.5 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatha Rusyn Society Heritage Program. Дорогі русинські брати і сестри, бар сердечко вам дякуємо, що сте слухали нашу релацію. Дуфаме, що сте вам любіл наш несний програм. Pozivame vas sluhati sledujušu nedilju o 5:30 godini na stanici WPIT na frekvenciju 730 abo 96.5. Trimajte se krasne i s Bohom!